This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Welcome to Troubleshooting the ICP-MS. My name is Mike Adams, your resident quantum mechanic here. I'm the science lab director here at cwclabs.com, where we are a food lab. We do a lot of analytical testing of foods, looking at heavy metals using the ICP. This happens to be an Agilent 7700X, which is just a fantastic instrument, highly recommended. The only thing we've added to it is the Niagara sample introduction system here, and it works great. So one of the problems, I decided I'm going to make these online videos to cover advanced problem resolution for other ICP-MS users. And I've spent many years, well, I don't know, 2.5, I guess, on this instrument. Seems like a lifetime. And I've been able to troubleshoot literally hundreds of different problems over the years without ever having to call an Agilent applications engineer to solve it for me. So I've become very, very good at pattern recognition troubleshooting, and I want to share that with you if you're having problems troubleshooting some things. So here's something to, this is a very big one. I call this the polyatomic overlay interference with the internal standards, causing the apparent reduced concentration of the analytes in your samples. So the way to find this problem is if you have a specific mass range of analytes that consistently shows low numbers in your run, where other masses look just fine, or other analytes look good. So, for example, you might have cadmium and lead and mercury looking fine, but you're having problems in a specific range, like zinc and iron, for example, but not problems lower than that. You might only be having problems in a specific mass range. This area here, you know, maybe manganese, copper, zinc, and nickel, for example. Well, that's your clue right there. What it means is something's screwed up with your internal standard, because if you open up your DA method, the data analysis, you'll find that you probably have these masses mapped to one specific internal standard mass. And in this case, if it's this range, that's most likely germanium at 72. The way to troubleshoot this and to determine if that's really the problem or not is to go into the DA method after your run is completed and edit the DA method to remap these masses that are showing low numbers, remap them to a different standard, an internal standard mass, such as scandium at 45 or indium at 115, and then reprocess the batch and see if your numbers clean up. If they do, then you've just diagnosed your problem. You have a polyatomic interference with germanium at 72. So what do you do to solve that? Do you leave these masses mapped to scandium at 45 or indium at 115? No. You use the virtual internal standard feature, which is part of the Mass Hunter software. So you have to turn that on in a checkbox somewhere in the DA method. I forget which screen it is on. It's one of the acquisition screens. You turn that on with a checkbox. Then you have to choose reference masses in the internal standard that it should use to create either the linear line or the quadratic curve connecting those masses that you chose. So for example, if you choose scandium 45 and indium 115, it's going to draw a line, if you choose linear, between those two masses to give a virtual internal standard that will cover germanium at 72. Your analytes then can be mapped to this virtual internal standard. You map it literally to VIS is the way you do that. You don't map it to 72 anymore, you map it to VIS. And that can really, really clean up your data if you have a polyatomic interference with the internal standard. This can happen to you if you have a particularly unusual matrix. Someone has brought you some crazy sample that is very much outside what you usually test, or if you're using a certified reference material liquid solution that happens to have all these elements in there, that, for example, maybe there's a 68 or 69 element solution that you're using as a CRM to do a validation run or some kind of a method development run, something like that. It's very important to keep in mind when you are troubleshooting this instrument to look for patterns. most people incorrectly leap to the conclusion that they think the instrument has a problem. I've never found that to be the case. I've always found that the problems are things that I have done or some other person in the lab has done, or a problem with the plumbing. You can have lots of obstacles with things that you've done with the plumbing, or maybe you don't have the peri pump tension tight enough. I even found a problem the other day where one of these bottles, I'd created a new bottle for the ICP rinse, and I had the hole drilled so tightly to the diameter of the uptake tubing that it created an airtight seal, and the uptake ended up creating a vacuum in the bottle, and it, eventually the rinse stopped being taken up, and of course everything went askew at that point. So you have to let air into those bottles, you know, but not too much. You don't want a big hole. You don't want an open lid, or you're going to get, you know, dust and ceiling tile particles and what have you. So there are just, you know, hundreds of different ways that a human can screw up this run. The key is to realize that the instrument doesn't lie to you. The instrument never makes things up. It's telling you what it's seeing. And when you're looking at analyte concentration numbers in the final report, it's crucial to realize that those are calculated. Those are not real numbers. That is, they're not raw numbers unless you're looking at counts per second, CPS, which is a good column to turn on in your data set. But if you're just looking at concentrations, those are interpolated. Those are calculated based on your calibration curve, the type of curve that you've chosen, whether it's linear or quadratic, the zero offset, or if you have a force through zero, ignore, blank offset, all those types of functions affect the interpolation of that data that shows the final concentrations in your unknown samples. So you have to keep all those things in mind. Let's see, what else on the internal standards? Oh, here's another tip on internal standards. If you're having problems choosing internal standards that are not working correctly for you, remember to look at more than just the masses. It's good to look at the ionization potential similarity between the internal standard and the analytes that you're looking for. This is key. In fact, an IP match is in many ways more important than the mass match. You can be off by masses or AMUs of 35 or 40 as long as you have a similar ionization potential, and the instrument will give you a very, very good read on that, within, often 2% plus or minus 2%, even if you're way off the mass. So those are some things to keep in mind. The internal standard is really, really crucial to get right and to look for polyatomic interferences that are overlaying your internal standard. I spent many hours troubleshooting a problem one day that led me to that point, and I hope to save you that kind of time. So best of luck to you in running your ICP. You are a quantum mechanic like I am, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to run these instruments. And I got to thank Agilent for making these available, because they're very, very reliable. And if you know what you're doing with them, you're going to get good data. So if you want to check out my lab, we do food testing, analytical food science testing services, cwclabs.com. We do heavy metals. We also run a time-of-flight mass spec system for some very interesting research on unknowns, unknown compounds in foods, as well as pesticide analysis. So if you'd like to use our service, check us out at cwclabs.com. Take care.
Click subscribe now to be alerted when I release new videos.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because Our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.